Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, ma'am, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, July the 29th, 2026. 12 minutes past the hour, and you know, I enjoy the conversation that we have on this show. I think sometimes it sounds a little, what would you say? Sounds a little argumentative, but I don't, to me, it's never really argumentative. I think it's passionate. People have a passion for these issues, and that's understandable. I applaud anybody who has passion for local government. That's why I like the people showing up to these events. And by the way, I thank everybody who listens to this program. I run into you guys all the time in public, and I thank you for being here with me each and every morning. Now, I do want to let people know, while we give away these Ohio State Fair tickets or play these games, if you do have something to say in regard to another issue, you can still call in. It doesn't have to be all giveaways. It doesn't have to work like that. This is a variety show, so if you have something to say in regard to flock cameras, or if you have something to say in regard to anything that's said on this show, please feel free to call in anytime. 740-383-9944. We're not a monolithic show. We don't have to stay on one subject doing one thing all the time, but We are giving away tickets this morning. Maybe this is why the listenership is so high. I guess we'll find out. To Be Like Blippi Tour. Now, this is tomorrow night, July the 30th at the Ohio State Fair, 6:30. And we'll start giving away these tickets momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to jump on this flocking conversation a little bit. And I'm happy that Naomi called in, because you were triggering me with the whole nobody's asked that question. And I know she's asked it multiple times in multiple different forums up there. Can I swear that she directly said, Chief McDonald? Or I know she's got up and said, can somebody tell me? And I can say that when she's asked it, conversation was already taking place and had been taking place for maybe an hour or so on one occasion, and so Mr. McDonald was already offering. He would get up, even city council, like if somebody asks the question and then turns and walks away or whatever, several of them, if they really truly want to answer that question, Ralph Smith has, or even the chief or even the mayor has said, you know what, I'd like to a chance to address that. Sometimes they don't.
Well,
sometimes they just sit there and let it go, and they let it, the deer in the head, and there's been times that I've posed questions to them directly, looked them in the eye, and they look back at you with the deer in the headlights look.
Right. I think where this conversation started this morning, and I'm not saying I haven't seen that happen, but when the first call happened, I think when the caller was making points about why are so many cameras in certain neighborhoods, and why are there so many cameras in general, I think I said, has anybody asked that? And they obviously did not know if those questions had been asked or certainly answered, and wanted me to go up and ask or answer those questions. So I think if they have been asked or answered, a lot of people must have missed it.
And I agree with that. And as I said, you like to use never and always. You're big on, you know, and I'm not picking on you. I appreciate you using your top on the beginning of this hour of saying, you know, it's passion that people are expressing. But you have a habit, and I'm just using this as an example of saying, you know, nobody has asked the question, and that shit triggers me because it has been asked. You've been sitting there. You may have gotten up to go to the bathroom on one occasion or something, because occasionally you do.
Uh-huh.
But I'm real big, and I hate to agree with Terry Klein. I agree with a lot of Terry Klein's comments and his thought process. I disagree with his whole delivery 99% of the time. But on with that, I would say to him that what I was getting from his last comment with you was that if nobody asked the question after multiple meetings, then maybe you could get up as a journalist. As Naomi said, you can put the microphone right there on the podium. Just lay it down. That's what journalists do if you watch them on TV and stuff. They put it right there and, ask the question, or even put the microphone down and take your journalist hat off and get up and be a citizen of Marion, Ohio, and ask the question, because you said nobody, and you're not a nobody, Scott.
Well, I appreciate that, and I guess what I'm saying is, and this sounds way more technical than it is, but truly, when you go to those meetings as a member of the media, and I think Abby from the Star and all other Star reporters who've covered these meetings over the years would feel this way as well, that those meetings are reserved for the people. And I think what we try to do is bring information back to the people who may not be at the meeting or watching. Right. So the best way for us to do that, because it has always been an agreement with the administration and the council people that they will speak to us after the meeting. And after the meeting, I can have a dialogue with them. Very rarely have I ever brought back just a quote from somebody and played it. I bring back, a 5 to sometimes 35 minute interview. And that is, I ask the question, they say something that's interesting, then I can ask another question, and we can go from there.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you saying you've never heard anybody ever ask the question or pose the question during a council meeting or a committee meeting?
About how many flock cameras there are?
Yeah.
I think it has been asked of council. Now, I don't remember it to the chief, but I could be wrong. There's a lot of council and things to remember. Now, I know there have been blank stares from council. I'm not going to say there haven't, because there have.
And from the administration.
But I don't remember, because usually Chief McDonald likes to jump up when he is
usually
being, yeah.
Usually.
So when I said earlier in this show that I've never heard anybody ask Chief McDonald that directly, which I believe is what I told Terry Klein, I don't think I have. Now, if I'm wrong,
Kim Mayer got up and spoke at the last meeting, and she got up and she's speaking, and she actually was, I can remember, and I'll find it because it was just the last meeting. She looked them in the eye, she posed the question, and then told them, because they just sat back and looked at her and gave her the deer in the headlights look, and she said, I expect an answer.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
Let's also remember here that during committee, we were in city council last Monday, but we were, the week before, we were in committee, so now we have, depending on whose committee we're in, we're not allowed to address the administration anymore, remember? And I know this, we're talking about what has happened in the past, but going forward, we're not even allowed, according to Ralph Smith, when he runs his committee, we're not permitted to ask a question. We have to pose all questions to him or the committee.
Well, hopefully that's something that he would ask them. If somebody said, Ralph, if we're not allowed to address the administration here, why has the administration done this? Hopefully he would ask them or have an answer.
Right.
I think it's also
a learning process. It's a learning process for all of us. And more people are getting involved, and more people are getting involved in voting, and there's going to be a learning process there. So, it's not going to be like a smooth road, like right down the middle and all that, but it's going to be a bumpy road. But, it's happening, though.
I think one of the reasons you hear me say a lot of times, has anybody asked that? I haven't heard anybody ask that.
Right.
There's that, but it's also along the lines of somebody is bringing it up and saying they don't have the answer. I think that was what Terry did this morning. He said, why are there so many cameras in certain parts of town? Why do we need so many flock cameras? Well, obviously, he doesn't have the answer from anybody he feels in the administration. And so,
here's something I think everybody's missing, Scott, is the question of how many cameras there are, period. Nobody knows. It's always like, I think it's this many, or I've heard it was this many. Even Ralph Smith said, well, I was told it was this many, and then somebody will yell from the, no, it's this many. And I've not, and those are occasions where I've sat there and watched the chief, and I've watched the mayor sit there and kind of look around the room, and nobody popped up and said, well, here's the facts.
Well, and didn't,
because we're still wondering how many exactly there are, aren't we?
Well, I think, and that was one of the things I said this morning, and I think Terry said that he had access to a map on a site, didn't he? Or did I miss that?
Right, and my point being, though, is we had a big, long conversation when the flock representative was here, and the chief was there, I think Chris Atkins was there. Okay, none of those questions got answered. They didn't get, I think it was posed like, can we get that number at some point from somebody, even in council? The exact number, again, when they want you to know something, when they're proud of the facts that they want to present to the public, they jump up and do it. When they don't, they lie by omission. They sit there and like, oh, well, I don't want to say nothing about this. We just want this to go away. That's kind of like Twyla Lane. She sits over there in her little seat now, man. She just sits there and waits for the end of the committee meetings or the council meetings because she don't want to be grilled like she got grilled.
Right, but I'm just saying that I don't know a lot of times, as I said last week, if the dialogue is always productive, because I think that it kind of, like this administration report, which is where I started this morning. You know, there are policies in the police department's own administrative report of things that flock cameras can do and what the penalty would be if somebody did misuse them.
Sure. And everything's legal till you get caught, Scott.
Right. But there are there. They are there.
There's laws against murder and rape, and we've got, and not trying to pick on this guy, but we've got a cop that's just been charged with rape.
That's true.
So should we not have had, I mean, since he hasn't been convicted of it, should we not have a law on Marion? Because this guy, I mean, you kind of sometimes are like, well, it's not right to accuse him unless we've caught them here in Marion. Well, again, the reason we have laws against rape, the reason we have laws against drunk driving, this, that, and the other, is because mankind across the country has proven themselves not, you know, they get drunk, they drink, they're going to drive. They do this, there's laws against accessing the leads software and program for the state highway patrols. There's no shortage of incidents where they have done it.
Well, I guess, okay, now let me get, there are two points here. When Kim got up last week, Kim Mayer got up and made some statements, Mark Russell stood up very nicely, very calmly,
yeah,
and explained to her where she was wrong and mistaken.
All right.
Okay. And I think that's most of the time what happens in those moments when you give, yeah, when you give people time to respond. And also, I think that when we're talking about the flock cameras, I think what I'm trying to figure out is what is the middle ground? Because if there are policies in place and these are being used in a productive way, so says the police department, aside from taking them down, what's the middle ground?
It depends on what your strength of your position of strength in negotiating is. They have this position of strength in negotiating right here. So the people, I don't hear them coming to the table, and these are union people, you know? These are union people. So I don't hear them coming to the table say, hey, come on, what's the middle ground on this, people? Let's meet somewhere in the middle. No, they want what they want, and they're not willing to compromise. At least they don't say anything publicly. And you know what? So the people are going to go full bore, full, you know what, then get rid of them. People keep saying, you know what, we've got smartphones and we've got everything that's tracking us, and I agree 100%. It's wrong. And we have to start somewhere. And as my grandfather used to say, when you've had enough, you've had too much. So maybe everything in life has a tipping point. We as Americans tend to lean towards convenience, and we throw away our rights convenience. convenient food, quickie food, that, you know, freezer food is what everybody loves. It's terrible for us. But the argument could be made, well, it's everywhere. You can't get away from it, and this and that and the other. But there are changes going on in that world, too, because people are standing up. They don't want you to, they, quote unquote, don't want you to stand up. They want you to accept that you cannot change this because the government is too big, too powerful, too this, that, and the other. 250 years ago, a little continental army took on the biggest empire in the world. And I'm sure many people said, man, what the hell are you guys doing? You can't do this. You can't win. And we won. And that's what gave us the Constitution. That's what gave us all of these rights. So don't ever give a one skosh of a right away to anybody under the auspices of, well, you ain't doing nothing wrong. Why are you worried about it? Do you not go into Walmart or Myers or whatever? Do they not surveil their employees all over the place? At the cash register, even in the loss prevention, they have cameras to keep the loss prevention people honest in how they treat the people they get for loss prevention. They got cameras back in the back and all that. Are not public servants our employees? Why don't we have cameras? We do have cameras in the public spaces down in the lobby and all that, watching the people. We need cameras, body cameras, on the mayor, on the chief, on everybody, on the whole time that they're representing the people in their offices. There should not be a conversation that we don't have access to. That's what they want for us, and we could say, if you're not doing anything wrong, what you worried about? And there's cameras everywhere, so it's inevitable. Well, so why can't we use the same arguments that they use against us, against them?
I mean, I can
pose that question to them, Scott, and I get deer in the headlights.
Right. Well, I think you can pose those questions. I guess the point I was trying to make was that usually, if you, as you said, they have the power here. They seem to be in the majority here. If I was coming at it from a lesser position, then right, I would probably make the first olive branch to try to have some kind of middle ground. And okay, I'm not sure what that middle ground has ever been.
Okay. Can you agree that there's probably, you know, to use an old adage, there's 100 ways to skin a cat?
Yeah. Well, sure.
Okay. So it's a strategy, and that's what people need to do. I mean, you know, Democrat Party just had a meet and greet, I guess, over, and you know, there's a lot of people that I know that would walk with the Democrat Party that did walk on that side of it, didn't even know anything about it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
I mean, if you're going to meet and greet, well, I mean, see, just like that, and I'm not trying to pick on the Democrats. My point being is sometimes you have a meet and greet, but you don't want to let certain people know about it because, you know, they're a little disruptive, or they don't just walk the party line. That's what's killing America, is this party line crap, whether it be Republican or Democrat. You know, we got to quit walking this party line because we are a mixture of people, of cultures, all of that. And there is no, you know, cookie cutter way to solve any of this.
Well, as I've said, I think people participating is good. I think the more people in the room, the better. But I think it'll be interesting to see where it all ends. And I guess my question is, if it ends with all these cameras staying up, then where do people go from there? Do they stop? Is that it?
Do you think smartphones, I mean, do you think there's a good that has come from smartphones?
For individual people, sure.
Yeah, for mankind,
yeah,
even.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a lot of bad too that comes from it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But they're everywhere, right?
Right.
So should we just accept them as they are and keep letting them go as they go?
No, I think one day there will be some kind of intervention, and that's what I'm saying here. So what?
I'm not coming at you, Scott. I'm posing it to the people out there that, you know, for the ones that are sitting there saying, and the people on council who, as you say, are going to vote against this or whatever, I need them to remember that we don't give our rights away. It's just this whole adage. I mean, at one point, you know what, there were redcoats everywhere. And everybody say, well, you're a stupid fool to join this little, you know, revolutionary army. Don't let them scare you into not taking action, people. We have to stand up. We have to say, you know what? Yeah, we opened these doors. We opened these doors. We let this shit in our lives. And as we always, I think we have to do, all of us, we have to decide. I mean, there's a lot of kids that are getting ready to start school that have spending summers on smartphones. I can't imagine, and I've seen, like, when their parents take them away from them, they lose their crap. They lose it. I can't imagine being a kindergarten teacher today and having to deal with a whole classroom full of kids that are coming in that can't handle the word no.
Well, like I say, we will see where this goes, and we'll see what the vote is, and we'll see if there's any kind of compromise, and we'll see if the cameras are up in a month. I don't know.
And one last just point to say on this thing that happened up by Waldo, because I think this applies to this too. I don't know these people. I don't know really anything about it other than it's kind of similar to what happened to the young man on 4th of July. And from what I understand, the one that's being accused took off. There's a young man that was in the vehicle, and there's people who are saying, you know, charge him with obstruction or charge him with this or that because he knows who that is. And you know, my knee-jerk reaction is exactly the same. But then on the other side of that is, you know what, we have the right to remain silent. We have the right to, you know, blah, 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 blah. See what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's kind of, and I think it brings up the whole Jason Warner thing, because part of his argument is that he had no duty as a passenger. Did he? Didn't he? Did he as a judge? I mean, see, these are the things that come up that spur the conversations that, you know, we need to have. So I just wanted to bring that up.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
All right. Again, the phone lines are always open for any topic. 740-383-9944. Now, if anybody wanted tickets to the Be Like Blippi tour at the Ohio State Fair, July 30th at 6:30 p.m., here's what we're going to do. Going to do a little of the trivia like we did yesterday. But again, if anybody has anything else they'd like to say, please feel free to weigh in. Now, we got halfway through a category yesterday, so I'll catch you up on where we were. Name something people do on their phones. Call was number two. Play games was number four. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I got some questions.
Oh, go right ahead.
Okay, first off, are those flock cameras monitored 24/7?
It's my understanding, and I could be wrong on this, that they collect data, and then it is stored for 30 days, license plates. So
okay,
I guess that would be...
If somebody's broke the law, they just know they broke the law and move on. Then I have another question.
Sure.
Does Upper Sandusky, does Kenton, does Bell Fountain, does Mansfield, does Delaware all have flock cameras?
Some do, some don't. But I don't have a list of that in front of me. But some do. We're certainly not the only ones. But we have a lot of cameras. Now, that is true. Well, we have more than other communities typically do.
Well, and I heard on the news just a little bit, because I don't listen to that much, where Reynoldsburg must be having a little problem with the flock cameras, too. I heard that on the news the other day. But I just thought, if these other towns, and when they, so if somebody breaks the law today, when do they look on the flock cameras to see what happened?
Well, I think that it's a database that they can search almost immediately for the last 30 days.
Okay, but is there someone doing that 24/7 or just by hitch or crook?
Well, I think if something if a law is reported broken, I imagine they do. My understanding, it's just a license plate reader. It's not clocking your speed. It's not doing anything but reading your license plate.
I understand that, because I was there that night when that guy gave that little presentation. But I don't understand why Marion has them if these, and I don't know if these other little birds have them or not. So
some do, some don't.
Well, okay. Hey, keep on keeping on, and boy, I wish you'd time limit how long we could chat with you each day.
Well, you know what, so I listen, a lot of people are very passionate about this, and I understand that. I mean, I saw the room packed, a week ago Monday. So this is a very passionate issue for people.
Oh, I know.
And I get it. And like I say, I don't even live in the city, so this isn't going to impact me either way. But I feel it's important to give the opposite point of view, since we don't have a lot of that going on with this particular issue.
But I had that question about, is that monitored 24/7, or does someone just periodically monitor it? And if we have them, does Mansfield have them, Upper Sandusky, both out in Bucyrus, do they have them?
Some of them do. Not all, but some.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, Scott, keep on keeping on.
Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Blow your whistle.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, the category here, name something people do on their phones. Now, the two answers we got yesterday were call somebody. That was number two. And play games. That was number four. So we still have the number one and the number three answer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, name something people do on their phones. Call was number two. 30 people said call. Play games was number four. 10 people said play games. But we still have two other answers here. Does anybody know what the other two answers are? Go ahead, caller.
They surf the internet.
You know what? It's a more specific. What kind of internet?
We, like, buy stuff, I guess. They make purchases.
Not buy stuff, but that's a good guess.
All right, take
care. Okay, thank you. All right. Name something people do on their phones. Now, we've got call, that's number two. Play games, that's number four. But we still have number one and number three on the list. And we do have tickets to Be Like Blippi tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. Go ahead, caller.
How did I not think of it? Social media.
Social media, absolutely.
Number one.
Number three.
Tickets to number three.
Number three.
Oh, we still don't if have... I win Blippi tickets, I want them. No, I'm kidding. Give them to some...
Oh, Blippi's big. Seat. You might want to go to Blippi.
No, I'm going to pass. Hard pass. Give
okay.
it to some child.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Name something people do on their phones. Okay. Number two is call. Number three, browse social media. Number four is play games. What is the number one answer? Now, this doesn't happen very often, where the only answer we have left is the number one answer. Now, that's odd. Name something people do on their phones. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something people do on their phones. Does anybody have an answer out there? It's the number one answer in our particular lineup here. And we do have some tickets to Be Like Blippi, the Be Like Blippi tour. So apparently he's on tour. Tomorrow night, July 30th, 6:30 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. 41 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Name something people do on their phones. Number one answer. Go ahead, caller.
Waste time.
No wasting time, but a good guess. No wasting time on our particular list here this morning. Name something people do on their phones. Call is number two. Browse social media is number three. Play games is number four. What is the number one answer? Name something people do on their phones. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Number one. My gosh. Usually it's the number four answer that we have trouble getting to. But tonight, this morning, it's the number one answer. Name something people do on their phones. Call is number two. Browse social media is number three. Play games is number four. What is the number one answer? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we got an answer on the internet there. That is not the number one answer. If that was the number one answer, we would have a lot of trouble going on in the world. Does anybody have the number one answer out there this morning? I can't believe this one is hard to get. Name something people do on their phone. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Make whoopee.
Now, see, there you are again with that. Whoopi Goldberg, right?
How about actually take photos?
No, taking photos not on the list, but a good guess.
All right.
Thank you. No taking photos on our list here today. Name something people do on their phones. Number one answer. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that one. Name something people do on their phones. This is what we're looking for here. Oh, still a dial tone. Call, number two. Browse social media, number three. Play games is number four. What's the number one answer? Be like Blippi tickets on the line here. Go ahead, caller.
Make phone calls.
No phone calls. Well, that's number two. Call.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Yep.
Sorry.
Make phone calls is number two on our list here today. Name something people do on their phones. Number two is call. Number three is browse social media. Number four is play games. What is the number one answer? And today, the prize is Be Like Blippi tour tickets. Tomorrow night, July 30th, at the Ohio State Fair. How about that? Down in the Celeste Center, I believe. And apparently, this Blippi is an internet sensation. So we've got that. Okay. Alarm clock is a guess we got online. Not an alarm clock, but a good guess. Well, give us a call. If you're online, give us a call. Because I can't, if I start taking the answers online, that won't work very well. But give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Is it text?
Text. Yes, that is the number one answer. All right.
Good.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, text is the number one answer. So, name something people do on their phones. Text, call, browse social media, and play games. Okay. Well, let's go on to the next category. The next category actually has five answers here. Yeah, five. Okay, here's the category. Name something you associate with summer. Name something you associate with summer. Hey, we're right in the middle of it right now. Five answers. Name something you associate with summer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you associate with summer. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Name something you associate with summer. And let's see here. Maybe this is something coming our way. Something we associate with summer. Go ahead, caller.
Swimming.
No swimming on the list, oddly enough.
All right.
No swimming on our list here today. Name something you associate with summer. Something you associate with the summer. Five answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you associate with summer. And it's the Be Like Blippi Tour. Tomorrow night, July 30th, 6:30 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. Those are the tickets we have today. What do people associate with summer? Five answers, none of them guessed yet. Name something you associate with summer. Does anybody have the answers here? 740-383-9944. About 12 minutes left in the broadcast today. Well, these definitely are all things you would associate with summer. I can say that. You know, swimming was a guess. Now, swimming is not on the list, but there are things that I guess would be in the same neighborhood as swimming. Name something you associate with summer. Does anybody have the answers? We've got five. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you associate with summer. Well, maybe this is a little bit of a difficult category. Well, there are a lot of things I guess you could associate with summer. And five of them are on this list. They're a little spaced out. Number one, 40 people said number one. 25 people said two. Okay, let's go through here and see what we got. All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning, Scott.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm hanging right in there with this trivia. If it don't relate to any other subject, how about any water sport?
Let me see here. No water sports on the list.
Let's go with activity. Your body and water activity.
No, nothing really like that on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, name something you associate with summer. Five answers on the list. 10 minutes left to go, and we're just waiting around for some answers here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Blippi. Be Like Blippi Tour. July the 30th, 6:30 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. All right. Five answers, and we don't have a one of them. And here we are in the middle of summer. You would think you'd be able to just look around and pick these answers right off. Name something you associate with summer. Go ahead, caller.
Well, how do I want to be kind of associated with the game? How about any outdoor sport?
Let's see here. Outdoor sport? Nope, no outdoor sports.
Okay. And another one I was going to say. I'll wait till some other caller comes.
Okay. No outdoor sports on our list currently. Name something you associate with summer. Five answers, like I've said, and we still don't have a one. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something we associate with summer. Who, what in the world do we associate with summer? Now see, I wouldn't have thought this would have been a very difficult question. Go ahead, caller.
How about mowing grass?
No mowing grass on the list today.
Well, what's wrong? Okay.
I know. Kind of a rough category here. No mowing grass on our list here today. Name something you associate with summer. Five answers. Still waiting for them. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you associate with summer. Well, maybe this person's got the answers. We can only hope. Go ahead, caller.
Fireworks.
No fireworks on the list.
All right.
No fireworks on our list here today. Name something you associate with summer. Fireworks is not one of them. 52 and a half minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Be Like Blippi Tour. July 30th, 6:30 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair tomorrow night, Thursday night. Okay, let's see if we've got it coming here. Go ahead, caller.
One of your favorite things you've always got accused of, and probably still got it, grilling out.
Grilling out. Yes, barbecue is number five on the list.
Thank you, Scotty.
Thank you, thank you. A correct answer, barbecue was number five on our list today. Name something people associate with summer. 740-383-9944. If you're online, give us a call. We got to take it over the phone. We've got two or three people playing online, and that's good. But we just call in. I won't ask your name or anything. 740-383-9944. Name something people associate with summer. So far, the only thing we've got is barbecue. And that was the last answer. That was number five on the list. We've still got number one, two, three, and four. Name something people associate with summer. 54 minutes past the hour here. And we've also got the Be Like Blippi tour tickets for tomorrow night, July the 30th, 6:30 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. Name something you associate with summer. Barbecue is the only one we've got. And only five people said barbecue, according to this current list. We've still got four other answers here. Is anybody going to get them? All right, go ahead, caller.
Vacation.
Yeah, yes, vacation is number three on the list. You got it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, vacation was number three on our list today. So it is there. Name something you associate with summer. Coming up on 55 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Now, Mary out there submitted an answer online. Now, Mary, call in. Give us an answer. See if it comes up here. Name something you associate with summer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Holy moly. We're moving right along here this morning. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about all the summer clothing? And we can start with short shorts and swimsuits and stuff like that, but clothing.
No clothing is on the list.
They don't wear clothing in the summertime, okay.
Well, some people don't. Thank you. No clothing is on our list here today with about 4 minutes left to go. Name something people associate with the summer. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, can you go over how you win your tickets and how it goes, how you go about this if you answer the question? I got people asking me how that works.
Oh, you,
could
yeah.
Could you please do that?
Yes, I can do that.
Thank you.
Yes, if you win the tickets, what happens is you give me your email, and then we send the tickets to you. It's that simple. You'll give me your email if you are one of the winners, and then we'll send the tickets to you. That's how it happens. That's why we're doing it a day early this year. That's all there is to it. Okay, go ahead, caller.
And then we send the tickets to you, and then we'll send the
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how that worked out. Somebody was on the line, and then I called. But how about...
Do we have a guess? Hello? Hello? Well, we might have lost that one. Name something you associate with summer. We've got the Be Like Blippi tickets. Apparently, there are some people out there. But yeah, it's just through email. We just get an email. We send you the tickets. That's how it works. That's technology, the technology age. Name something you associate with summer. And Be Like Blippi is tomorrow night, the 30th at 6:30 p.m. All right. Does anybody have any of the answers here? Name something you associate with summer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, anybody left? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do this morning. We only have 2 minutes left in the show. If somebody wants some tickets to Be Like Blippi, who has answered correctly? Barbara has one this morning, and Ted, I think, are the only people who've and Naomi have all answered correctly this morning. If anybody wants tickets to Be Like Blippi, give me a call or give me a call right now. Does anybody want tickets to Be Like Blippi? Give me a call in the next 2 minutes. It's tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m., July the 30th at the Celeste Center down at the Ohio State Fair. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you want tickets to Be Like Blippi, give me a call now. Or, a matter of fact, if tonight you want to go to the Styx concert with special guest Don Felder, I think we have a couple of those left as well. So if you want to go to either one of those concerts, give me a call here real quick. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you want to go to Be Like Blippi or you want to go to the Styx concert tonight with Don Felder. All right, we're in the final minute here. And that'll pretty much wrap up the program for today. Now, you will just have to send me your email online, and that's how we'll get the tickets to you. But that's how it's done. So, if you want the tickets, just send me a message through email or I guess, Facebook Messenger, if we're friends on there, and we'll get the tickets to you. But Be Like Blippi tomorrow night. 6:30 p.m., the Celeste Center at the Ohio State Fair. I appreciate all the passion this morning and all the interest in the show, and I hope you come back tomorrow morning. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up,